Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, May 15th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed Major League Baseball slate to start the week with 12 games overall. And let's go to Baltimore. Looking at a 6:35 p.m. Eastern time start in the American League between the Los Angeles Angels and the Baltimore Orioles. Currently, we have the Angels listed as a short minus 125 road favorite, with the Orioles a plus 110 home dog. The total in this game is 8. Now going into this matchup, the Angels are 21-20, but they're only 2-6 over their last 8 games. They've struggled a bit here late. They just lost 2 of 3 at the Guardians, losing 4-3 on Sunday as a plus 115 road dog. On the flip side, the Orioles, 26-14. They're playing good baseball all year long and recently. They're 4-1 over their last 5 games. They just took 2 of 3 at home against the Pirates, although they did lose 4-0 on Sunday as a minus 105 home dog. So in tonight's series opener, with the pitching matchup here, we have the LA Angels going with righty ace Shohei Ohtani, 4-1, 2.74 ERA. He'll be opposed by the Orioles' young righty phenom, Grayson Rodriguez, who's 2-0 with a 5.08 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, it looks like some respected money if you really dig in deep on the Baltimore Orioles here. This game opened with the Angels listed as around a minus 130 road favorite. And the Angels, of course, anytime you get Shohei Ohtani on the bump, you know the public, really one of the tendencies of public bettors is gravitating toward star players and really betting on, you know, team names and players, whereas wise guys bet numbers. You always hear the old phrase that, you know, bet numbers, not teams, which is how the way wise guys really approach sports betting. But with the public, they look more toward the star players here. And anytime Ohtani takes the bump, he's always going to be a public darling. Because when average Joes go to the bar to watch the game tonight, who do they want to sweat? They want to sweat the best player in the world, Shohei Ohtani here. However, that sometimes can be a bit of a short-sighted view, especially when you are a very popular bet and a very popular player, and yet the line either stays the same or goes away from you, which is actually what's happening here tonight. So the Angels, with Ohtani on the bump, they're getting nearly 70% of bets, so 7 out of 10 bets here, laying this short money line price here with the Angels. However, despite getting 7 out of 10 bets, the Angels, who open at minus 130, are now down to minus 125 at most shops. So you got to kind of, you know, sit back and ask yourself, if Ohtani's a big public favorite, if the majority of the bets here are coming in on Ohtani, and the Ohtani opens minus 130, then shouldn't this line be up to, you know, Angels minus 135, minus 140, minus 150? You know, typically when you get a very public bet like that, you're going to see this line and the odds makers adjust toward the very lopsided side. But that's actually not what happened here. The line's actually moving away from Ohtani, minus 130 down to minus 125. So if big majority of bets are on the Angels, why are the odds makers dropping this number to hand out an even better number for the public who were going to bet the Angels here to begin with? So taking a step back, this looks to me like a very sharp reverse line move on Baltimore. Despite being the unpopular bet, the line's going in your favor. And that's what RLM is, when the line moves away from the popular side toward the unpopular side. It really is an indication here of sharp action coming in here, in this case, on Baltimore. And over 1.5 sniffles for me here as my allergies continue to plague me in the spring in the Northeast in Boston here. But anyway, public on Angels, yet line is falling to Baltimore. Tells me smart money here on the O's. The Orioles are only getting around 30% of bets in the most heavily bet game of the night. So just from a bet against the public standpoint, a lot of contrarian value here to back Baltimore. Also, the Orioles in the spot, they've done pretty well. They're 14-9 against righties. They're 13-6 at home. And also run differential, you know, quick snapshot of how good or bad your team is compared to, your peers here, your competitors. The Orioles are plus 30 in run differential. The Angels are just plus 9 and really trending in the wrong direction here for the Angels and the right direction for Baltimore. Also, you look at these teams, you know, how profitable have they been this year? The Orioles, if you bet $100 on every Orioles game, you're up almost $800 this year. If you bet $100 on every Angels game, this goes to show how being a big public play here, not always laying a huge number, but just a minus number and being very popular, can be a dangerous proposition. The Angels are one game above 500, 21-20, but if you bet $100 in every Angels game, you're actually down nearly $400 because you're laying those minus numbers and you're typically with the public. So I'm going Baltimore here. I'll take a little plus money on the O's at home. It's fishy to me here. Most heavily bet game of the night. Big majority of bets on Angels, yet this line is dropping toward the O's. So I'm on the O's plus 115. And also mention a couple interesting prop bets across the market here, or futures bets, I should say. Ohtani to win the American League MVP, plus 100. He's even money here to win the MVP. So if I told you you could get the best player in the world, maybe the best player since Babe Ruth, at plus 100, even money to an MVP, to me that's a bettable number there. And again, probably want to grab this thing before it becomes a minus number here shortly enough. And with Ohtani MVP, as well as, you know, just betting any kind of award, to me, I always look at, you know, who's the favorite and how close are the competitors? Well, really, there's no one close here. Ohtani's even money plus 100 at DraftKings. The next best odds for MVP, his teammate, Mike Trout, but at plus 900. So the favorite's plus 100. Second favorite here is plus 900. That's a huge gap. Just tells you how much of a favorite here Ohtani is, even though he's not quite a minus number yet. But then also, I look toward a prop bet here on the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles, to make the playoffs. Can the O's make the playoffs? Well, no is minus 140. But yes is plus 120, and I'm looking at taking the yes there for Baltimore. I like this young team with a bunch of good young players. You saw them make a move last year. They've been playing great this year. And by the way, I know it's very early in the very long baseball season, but the Orioles, they currently hold the number one wild card spot, and they are pretty much head and shoulders here, four games up in front of their next competition here with the Jays, two games up, and then the Yankees even. So I'm looking toward that prop bet, O's to make the playoffs, plus 120, Ohtani MVP. But just for tonight, we can't cash those futures bets tonight, but we can cash, hopefully, the Orioles. Give me the O's, plus 115 in Camden Yards tonight.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now let's look toward an interleague series matchup here against the Cubs, or with the Cubs, against the Houston Astros. It's an 8:10 p.m. Eastern time start. Currently, we have the Houston Astros listed as a minus 180 home favorite, with the Cubbies a plus 160 road dog, and the total in this game is 8. Now going into this matchup, the Cubbies are 19-21, but they've really struggled as of late. They're just 5-11 over their last 16 games. They had a really good start, but they've tailed off here last 2 weeks. They just dropped 2 of 3 at the Twins, losing 16-3 on Sunday. Just got rolled there as a plus 115 road dog. Meanwhile, the Stros, kind of the opposite. They've started kind of slow here. They picked it up a bit late. They're 21-19, but they have won 4 of their last 5. They just took 2 of 3 at the White Sox, winning 4-3 on Sunday as a minus 135 road favorite. So in tonight's series opener, Chicago is going with Jameson Taillon, righty, 0-2, 6.41 ERA. He'll be opposed by Houston lefty Framber Valdez, who's 3-4 with a 2.38 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, it looks like pros are riding the hot hand, and they're fading the cold hand here with Chicago. And steam is coming in on the Houston Astros. The Astros opened around a minus 170 home favorite. We've seen the Astros now get bet up to minus 180. I see a couple shops even a little bit higher, closer to minus 190. So as always, shop around. Always try to get the best number. You might not think it's a big difference getting a minus 170 versus minus 180. Hey, Houston wins, hopefully. You know, what's the big deal? Well, if you're programmed and your brain is a sports bettor to always get the best number, you extrapolate that 10 cents, extra 5 cents, you know, 2 cents better. Doesn't really matter. You just always get the best number over the course of a long season. That could add up to multiple and multiple units won or lost either way. So I like Houston here at minus 180. Astros are getting 82% of bets, but almost 90% of the money. So it tells me you have both pros and Joes here getting down on the Astros. Wise guys probably just saying, hey, Houston's playing well, Cubbies are struggling. Or the public, I should say, obvious play with Houston, whereas wise guys are saying, hey, when that opened minus 170, maybe we have this thing based on our numbers and our projections closer to minus 180, minus 190. So let's hit that opener, cause that move toward the Astros. Houston Astros match quite a few betting systems. Number one would be a Monday home favorite off a win. Those teams are 15-8 this year, 65% since the start of 2020. Since the start of 2020, they're 137-82, 63%. So they're kind of right at their average over the last couple years. Also, Houston matches two other important systems. Number one would be an interleague favorite. An interleague play, a lack of familiarity really benefits the better team, which would be Houston here. You know, you're looking at dogs, you want to be in the division because that familiarity levels the playing field. Well, it's the opposite when you don't know your opponent that well, benefiting the favorite or the better team. Then also a favorite in a low total game. The total in this game is 7.5. It actually opened at 8. You had a lot of respect to money hit this under, cause it to fall down to 7.5. And when you are a favorite in a low total game, it's always good correlative betting value there because the fewer amount of expected runs scored are more likely to come from that quote unquote better team, which is based upon the favorite designation. Also, Houston here is 17-14 against righties. Chicago is just 11-17 against righties. We have righty here going with Chicago. Chicago against lefties hasn't done that well. Actually, I think they're about even this year. But in this spot, you've really seen Houston hammer righties. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Wonky way to put it. And then also, you look at the Astros, fresher bullpen as well. They've thrown 8.2 innings over their last three games compared to 11.1 for the Cubbies here. So rested bullpen, we have an interleague favorite, we have some steam on the Astros, favorite low total. I'm going Astros here. I'm laying it with the Astros at minus 180. The NBA and NHL playoffs are the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Well, for Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple. I'm officially on the O's, taking the O's as a plus money dog here, plus 115. Public all over Ohtani and the Angels. Yet why did Ohtani and the Angels fall from minus 130 down to minus 125 if they're getting 70% of bets? Well, that's to me an indication of respect to money coming in on the O's. So give me the O's, plus 115. I'm also on Houston. Just gave the cap on that game, but love the steam toward the Astros, minus 170 to minus 180. It's a team that's kind of getting hot right now. Cubbies have been a bet against. They continue their road trip here. And again, interleague favorite, interleague line move, and a favorite low total as well. All correlative betting value here on the Astros. So I'm on the Astros at minus 180. And then one more for you. Let's go out west. Late game here, 9:40 p.m. Eastern time. The Arizona Diamondbacks visiting the Oakland Athletics. I'm going Arizona here. I got the Arizona D-backs, the Snakes, as I like to call them, at minus 200. Kind of a big number, but a lot of steam and quite a few reasons here. It's like Arizona tonight. So Arizona minus 200 on the road at Oakland. Oakland is around a plus 180, plus 175 home dog. Total in the game is 9. Now going into this matchup, Arizona, 23-18. They just took 3 of 4 at home against San Francisco. They won 2-1 on Sunday as a plus 120 home dog. Meanwhile, Oakland, well, what can you say about Oakland? They're terrible this year. Worst record in Major League Baseball. They're going to be moving here to Vegas pretty soon, if you haven't heard, in a couple of years. They're going to get started on a new ballpark. They're going to rip down the Tropicana. If you've ever been to the Trop in Vegas, that's where the new ballpark's going to be. Retractable roof, so cannot wait for that. Pretty hot there in those summer Vegas nights. But anyway, 9-33, worst record in baseball. They're 1-7 their last eight. They just lost 3 of 4 at home against Texas. I've seen all these highlights of these Oakland A's game, and there's a revolt basically from the fans saying fire the owner, who won't spend any money and is now relocating the team. So just all bad vibes overall for Oakland. Oakland this year, to put it in perspective how bad they've been, if you bet $100 on every A's game, you're down almost $2,000 this year. They've been just horrid. So it's a bet against on Oakland. Again, they lost 11-3 on Sunday as a +135 home dog. But it's also a bet on Arizona. So pitching matchup favors Arizona here bigly, as I like to say. Merrill Kelly is going for Arizona. He's 3-3 with a 3.18 ERA. He's going to be opposed by Drew Rucinski, who's 0-3 with an 8.16 ERA. So you have seen a lot of steam here on Arizona. Big reason why I like the snakes in this one. They open as low as a -170, -180 road favorite. They've quickly been met up to -200. I see a couple shops even closer to -205, -210. So, of course, again, shop for the best line. But a lot of system matches here with Arizona. So first, incredibly lopsided pro and Joe bet split here. 90% of bets on Arizona, but 98% of the money. Talk about some heavy action here coming in on the D-backs. Again, both public support and wise guys. But a lot of system matches. One would be a non-division road favorite. They are 96-61 this year, 61% with a 4% ROI. Non-division favorites off a win, so taking in a little bit of momentum. 145-81 this year, 64% with a 5% ROI. Favorites off a win with steam 10 cents or more, 80-48, 63%. But also, you know, reason why I liked Houston here in that interleague matchup, same thing with the Arizona D-backs. Lack of familiarity, benefiting the better team with Arizona in this spot. If you look at, in particular, road interleague favorites this year, they're 37-22, 63% with a 6% ROI. Arizona in particular, 9-6 as a favorite. They're 9-8 on the road. They're 15-11 against righties. So all profitable spots they're in tonight. Oakland, all losing plays here. 9-32 as a dog, 6-23 against righties, and just 4-18 at home. Also the bats, I'm going to lean on Arizona here. Big advantage at the plate. They're hitting 270 versus just 231 for Oakland. Team ERA of 4.69 versus 7.27. Oakland has the worst ERA as a team and for their starters in Major League Baseball. And then also run differential. +12 Arizona, but -157 for Oakland. That's the worst run differential in all of Major League Baseball. So I'm taking a shot here on Arizona. I know it's a big number. Every play is always bet twist versus bet to win, but I expect this number to grow even higher. So maybe you'll still get some closing line value in this one if you can get that -200. But give me the snakes, -200, along with Houston and Baltimore tonight to start the week. But that about does it for today's VSiN Morning Bets podcast on Monday, May 15th. Hope everyone had a great Mother's Day and a great weekend. Reminder, if you're looking for more VSiN in your life, more MLB breakdowns, as well as all sports here, easiest thing you can do, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, hit submit, boom. You wake up every morning to our daily newsletter letting you know what's going on across the market that day, all the big games, everything you need to know, as well as what's going on in particular at VSiN. We'd also love for you to become a member, VSiN.com/subscribe. Become a pro member, only $9.99, $10 to start your first full month of service. You get best bets sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day from all the guests and hosts at VSiN, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles behind the paywall, as well as those great DraftKings percentages. And as, of course, follow us on Twitter. You can follow us at VSiN Live. And of course, you can follow me at Josh_insights and check out the Market Insights pod later today. Should have a couple more MLB bets. Might squeeze in a play on the NHL Game 7 here tonight as well. So a lot going on. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Let's start off our week on a good note here. And of course, hopefully you can cash some tickets to start your week. It's always good to start the week on a good note here. So let's hope for that. But hopefully you can cash some tickets today, tomorrow, and forever. As the wise man of Easton likes to say, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Monday.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.